It was much needed. Obviously, we were very disappointed with the previous game against Braintree, and we wanted to make amends for that, which we did. From the off, we showed our intent, played on the front foot with lots of energy and created quite a few chances in the first half, especially. Brett scored a really good goal, and we had a few more chances. But, you know, against a tough Lincoln side, they're going for a little bit of a sticky patch themselves, but they make life very difficult for you. They're a big, strong, powerful side. We dealt with it well. So to win the game, a good clean sheet and... you know, restored a little bit of faith in the side, and the players were a lot happy with the performance, and obviously we were as well.
It's always good getting a home victory as well. Puts you on to 14th on 15 points going into the weekend match away against Gateshead, who are currently 5th on 21 points.
Yeah, we've had some tough games away from home. Obviously Gateshead will be the 4th side out of top 5 that we've played, and it'll be a third of those that we've played away from home. So yeah, another test as well. You know, we've picked up a point against Torquay and lost against Halifax and Woking, obviously 1-0. So, you know, we need to pick up points. We've only picked up a couple of points against sides in the top half, but we've done very, very well against the sides in the bottom half. So we need to start improving our record against those top sides. But going to Gateshead is always a difficult one. It was tough last year, although we got a good point there last year with Cat made a good save in the penalty save in the last minute, which we didn't deserve to have given against us. And that was sort of the turning point, really, in our away form turning around. And we went on to get some good results away from home after that. So we're hoping that you know, we can go back up there, and it's you know, a good hunting ground for us, and we can come back with some points.
How about the injuries? Any worries on that front?
Yeah, still loads. We'll be a bus that won't have many people on it on Friday when we go up there. We're still struggling. Tristan Plummer's out. Mark Molesey, Chris Barker. You know, we've got a couple of other knocks with others, and we're being careful with them. We do need to bring other players into the squad. We are actively looking to strengthen it, really, because we can't keep going with what we're doing and the squad being able to cope. And luckily, the majority have been okay. But you know, Molesey and Barker being out long term, and Tristan's come back, play one game, and then injured again. So it doesn't help us at all. We've got two tough games coming up: Gateshead away and Dover away in a week, and we need to make sure that we're as strong as possible.
Yeah. So you got the long trip to Gateshead, then you got the trip to Dover. So it's going to be a tricky game against Dover, even though they are 23rd on 7 points. But there's no easy match, is there?
No. It's you know, every side you play against, you know, have a right good go, and it make it very, very difficult for you. And this will be no different. You know, obviously Gateshead will play a completely different way to Dover, but you know, it's a long trip, and we're going to have to start preparing for the Dover game straight away as soon as we finish the match on Saturday. So the preparation for that and the way that we recover after Gateshead is going to be key, because it's a long journey home, and the lads on the bus for 6-7 hours at least. And it's important that you know, that we're right mentally and physically to be able to go into the Dover game out on the back of a decent result against Gateshead.
It's good. In the past week, a couple of players have been recognised by England as well. And Jordan Roberts getting called up to the England C training camp, and also Joe Usler being recognised as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's good for them individually, but it shows that we're doing something right. And as a club, you know, we're given the opportunity. And Jordan, you know, has obviously played a lot of games recently and really shown his potential. And for a young player, it's nice to be recognised, and so to be called up to the training camp and give him a big boost. And you know, we know he knows as well as anyone else that he's got to keep working hard. Joe was in the side last year and has been, you know, chosen for the sort of standby squad for that. And you know, goes again, shows, you know, what a steady, consistent performance he's putting in.
Certainly a boost for the players, but also a boost for the whole squad.
Yeah, it's nice to be recognised. You know, it's been a while since we've had players that are actually recognised, you know, by other teams and by other people. So you know, any recognition you get is great, and it's a boost for the club and sort of raises the profile of us as a group and the team and the club.